I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Budget cuts have left music education virtually absent from many of New Mexico's public schools. Fortunately, local nonprofits have been working imaginatively for years to offer effective musical experiences to young people. This summer, for instance, the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival continues its series of free concerts for kids and families. And with me is the festival's artistic director, Mark Nykrug. Mark, great to have you here.
Thanks, Spencer.
The thing that impresses me about these concerts is that you're sharing music from the festival's regular programming. This is not music for kids programming.
No. The thought was always, use the musicians that are there, have them play what they're playing in the festival. I've always had a very strong belief that you should never compromise on quality for children. They're the ones that need to have that first experience of hearing something played magnificently by great musicians, because that's what makes an impact.
I know that you've had a lot of experience over the years with youth concerts. What constitutes a good youth concert?
A good youth concert is dependent a lot on who is presenting it. And so each week, when I'll have 10, 15, 20 musicians around, I look for the ones who have kids. And I know that they will be able to relate to the kids. So there is some contact from the stage to the kids, which makes them feel like somebody's speaking to them who knows how to speak to them, how to bring up stuff about their instruments or tell funny stories or show them sounds that can be made that gets the kids curious and engaged. And then we're pretty careful about how long any of the music is. There should be plenty of it, and talk to them about it before and after and let them ask questions. For instance, our second concert, which I'm very keen to go to with my grandson, is three percussionists with lots of instruments on the stage. That always works because kids love, you know, hitting anything that makes a noise. And I'm certain that when the concert is finished, all those kids will come up on the stage.
As I said, these concerts are free.
Absolutely.
Where does that funding come from?
From us. I've always had something that I tell our board members. I try and explain to them what a nonprofit is. I say, we are in the business of losing money. We get a certain amount of money in, but we need to lose all of it by the time our fiscal year is over, and we lose the money in the best possible way for the community. And it needs to be in the form of arts education, at least in music, which is what we do, that's so lacking.
I should mention something very exciting happened for you this spring. You were named one of the recipients this year of the New Mexico Governor's Award for the Arts. Congratulations, Mark. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot because it's the New Mexico governor, the place that is truly my home, that I love more than anywhere else on earth.
Artistic director Mark Nykrug has been talking about the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival's free, hour-long youth concerts. Four consecutive Mondays at 10 a.m. starting on July 15th. Details at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.